Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, on the phone right now, I've got a very, very funny man. Paul Mayhew Archer. Have I pronounced your middle name right there, Paul?
Yes, it's part of my surname. It's sort of Mayhew. I'm the Archer, my wife's the Mayhew, and we put the two names together.
Oh, double barrel jobby.
Double barrel name. In fact, when I was... When I order stuff or anything on the phone and I say, and they say name and I say Mayhew Archer and they say, oh, God, that's a long name. You don't need to spell that first. So I go M-A-Y-H-E-W. And then I say hyphen and they say, oh, God, you'll need to spell that for us. And I say, no, it's a hyphen.
Now, we got an email from you because you're doing a gig in the area. We'll speak about that a little bit later on in the conversation. But first of all, you've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, haven't you?
Yes, I was diagnosed 11 years ago. So I think I must have had it for even longer because you're usually diagnosed when things have already started going wrong beforehand. I was, in fact, it was because my arm wasn't swinging very naturally and my handwriting was very small. And also the neurologist said one of the other symptoms is your facial muscles are somewhat frozen. For example, you seem to be finding it quite hard to smile.
Oh, really?
And I heard myself saying, well, that could be because you told me I've got Parkinson's.
Now, I never realised that the handwriting shrunk when you had Parkinson's.
Yes. It gets very, very, very small and very scratchy, and it's almost impossible to read. It sort of affects your movement, because it's about dopamine. The brain stops producing dopamine, and dopamine is the chemical that the brain uses to send messages to all over the body. So that's why it can affect fingers and toes and everything. It's got nearly 50 symptoms.
Wow.
And you don't get them all, but you get a sort of selection.
Well, you sound in very, very good nature. Has it advanced much in 11 years?
Yes, it's constantly advancing. So I'm getting slower and slower. When I go off, when I take medicine, and when the medicine runs out, I go off. And sometimes, so things like it can take me 10 to 15 minutes just to get a jumper on.
Oh, wow.
So I sort of get my arms through the armholes and then try and get it over my head, and then I pull it down and tug it down behind me. And finally, I got it on one morning, and my wife came into the room and said, oh, God, not that jumper, and whipped it off before.
And I bet you said you could have come in 10 minutes ago.
Yes, exactly.
Now, yeah, I found out you were one of the co-writers of The Vicar of Dibley, wasn't you?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it was an absolute joy to work on. I did it with Richard Curtis, who is the loveliest man in the world. And it was fantastic working on it. In fact, one of the symptoms of Parkinson's is uncontrollable drooling. So I did think of calling the show I do From Dibley to Dribbley, but my wife vetoed that.
Now, you've obviously got a background in comedy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think. Where did that start?
I wrote stuff at school, and then I put on a play at school, and then I sort of did review stuff at university, and then I stopped performing. I hadn't performed for 40 years. So until I got Parkinson's, and then I, in fact, what happened was I was asked to do a bit at a big fundraiser for Parkinson's at the Royal Albert Hall. So I did a few bits there, and then I did a sort of set at the Comedy Store to raise money. And then I did my show, a one-man show in Edinburgh in a basement. So you can see my trajectory.
That's the hardest job in the world is stand-up comedy, because you are on your own on that stage.
I know, and yet I absolutely love it. I cannot tell you. I love sort of being up there and talking and hearing laughter. People say, I must be exhausted at the end of an evening, and the opposite is true. I'm just sort of absolutely, it's as though I've taken sort of eight of my pills all at the same time. I'm just absolutely buzzing.
So have you come from a comedy background? Are your family funny, for example? Or?
No, not a comedy background at all. None of my, I mean, you know, my father was hilarious in that he could never tell a joke properly. I remember him saying, "I've got a joke for you, Paul." And I said, "All right, okay." And he'd say, "Where does Saddam Hussein keep his CDs?" And I said, "I don't know, Dad. Where does Saddam Hussein keep his CDs?" And he said, "In Iraq." And I'd say, "No, Dad, in Iraq. Iraq."
Now,
I don't know where the comedy comes from, you know. But I do notice, I mean, I suppose I'm very lucky. I notice funny things, you know, when they happen. And
it's lovely to hear you so happy, Paul. It really, really is. Now, you've got a comedy show coming up very soon in Billericay. I know that for a fact. What's the comedy show called?
It might be called An Evening with Paul Mayhew Archer. It's called Incurable Optimist. And it's at the Emmanuel Church. And it's on the 22nd of October. But it's not just for people with Parkinson's. It's for people who, you know, just want a laugh and a sort of positive, optimistic show about sort of, you know, how comedy and laughter can help with all sorts of difficulties, you know, illnesses and such like. I just love sort of performing and making people feel better, whether or not they have Parkinson's or anything else or whatever. You know, a man came up to me at the end of, I did the show in The Will a couple of weeks ago, and at the end, a man came up to me and said, "I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 5 days ago, and you've just stopped me worrying." And it's just a fantastic feeling.
That's fantastic.
I've got
a friend that was diagnosed with Parkinson's as well. And that initial hurdle where they diagnose you it can be very daunting to know what you're walking into.
Yes, and people think it's the end of the world. Yeah. Because they don't know quite what it means, but they think it means something terrible. And, you know, you can live for a long time with Parkinson's and you can, you know, manage. And you have to adapt, obviously, but you can manage it. And there are wonderful local groups. I'm doing this in support of the local Billericay group of Parkinson's UK. So they bring the audience. I bring the show. I don't charge a thing. They sell the tickets and they keep the money. So.
Fantastic. I might even come down and see you myself, Paul.
Do, please. And bring, was it your relative or friend who has Parkinson's? Do bring them, I think.
I'll have a chat with you. It was a friend of mine that was in a Masonic, who was in the same Masonic club together. So I'll have a chat with
them. Yeah, well, do. Bring them along because I guarantee they will have a fantastic evening.
Brilliant. Paul, thank you so much for this conversation. And I may even see you on the 22nd of October at Emmanuel Church.
Fantastic. Thank you. Tickets are available through Eventbrite.